Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Top 5, the Patreon-only podcast where I, Josh Earle, sit down with a good buddy and we discuss the top 5 of a topic of our choice. And today it's my good buddy, it's Brett Blake, everyone. Yay.
Yay. G'day, legend. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, mate?
Man, I'm excited. I'm excited to do this top 5. I've got my fucking gin ready. I've got the recording going. I've got an annoying cat in the background pissing me off already.
And I've got to say, the only person in the, I would say, 5 years of doing podcasts that has actually said, hey, do you reckon we could do this a bit earlier? I'm bored and just want to do it. So thank you, Brett. Thank you.
Man, no worries. No, it's normally I'm stressed out about your podcast because even though I've listened to it, I've been on it to it about 15 fucking times, but as soon as there's a game show involved, I get stressed out by the equation. I'm like, what do I have to do again? Yeah.
This one's just numbers. We just count down. And today, so the topic today, now this one is from a book. So there's a book called Basketball and Other Things by an author called Shea Serrano. And in it, he just like poses hypothetical questions. And one of them is, if you could dunk on any person in history, living or dead, who would you dunk on? And I think is a good topic because he goes through it all. He breaks it down. He goes, it could be a revenge dunk, someone who you've always wanted to get revenge on. It could just be a clout dunk, someone you go, yeah, I dunked on this person. Or it could be just, I just want to meet this person, and if I have to dunk on them is the way I meet them, that's awesome as well. So there's different stages of dunks.
Man, I went through, like, I've got a big, long list of cunts I hate.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, man. But I didn't even want to give them the respect of me saying they were in my top five, even though there's like two or three missing from this list, like just cunts from high school who are fuckheads or just dickheads in comedy you want to bash, you know?
We'll have honorable mentions as well at the end. So I've got a couple of them, those types in my honorable mentions as well.
Yes.
Also, so we should, both Brett and I, we're around the same height, I'd say.
Yeah.
Like, so,
I'd say you're a little bit fitter than me, Josh, if I were to say.
I've put on a little bit of weight in the lockdown, but not much. But I am like doing like HIIT sessions every day in this very room I'm recording in now. So the other day my wife walked in and said, oh, it's ripe in here, Josh, just so you know, it's ripe. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm sweating with the door closed and the heater on. Like, I don't know what you want me to do. Like,
yeah. Also, I saw you posted something in the Dum Dum Fit Club, which is another podcast, and of your workout session. And it was just like the hottest chick that's ever existed. We're like, yeah, cunt, you're hitting something and it's your dick. You know what I mean? Like, Jesus Christ.
I'll put up the link to her. I think she's Scandinavian, but she's very fit. But she does these HIIT sessions.
Yeah.
So it's like 40 minutes. So it's 50 seconds on, 10 second break. And that's like, it's just, and I've been doing that. And like, she'll take breaks. That's what I like about her. Cause she's not under the, like, she's not trying to trick people going, I'm so fit and I can do this. Like, she'll take a break in that 50 seconds, go, yeah, I'm exhausted. But she hardly speaks. She says hello at the start and goes, let's get into it. And then that's it. None of this. Oh. I don't know if you were doing the lockdown yoga with that woman with her dog who always would come into screen.
No.
Everyone was doing this. And I'm like, I like her. She seems really cool. But at the same time, I'm like, just a bit of shush. I just want to like watch and have my headphones on.
My missus got into them and she chose another hot Scandinavian chick. So I was like, yeah, of course I'm happy to do this workout with you while I have a massive boner. But the ones that are the worst is when they're like, let's go. Come on, guys. Don't be afraid. You're like, hey, my name's whatever. And then they just do it and shut the fuck up. That's all you want to hear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we don't need to know your personality. I'm not going to be friends with you.
Yeah, there's another guy I follow called Ryan Humiston. He's huge. Oh, yeah. He's a massive bodybuilder, but he's a vegan bodybuilder.
Okay.
And it started off great. He'd just go, right, these are the exercises. And it's like 5 minutes. These are the things that you're going to get you big. And now the more popular he gets, the more he's trying to be funny in them.
Yeah.
And look, some of them are funny. Some are like, not really. But I don't like it when they're talking too much. So I like him at the start. He was like, right, these are the exercises. Just do them. They're gonna make you get bigger.
Man, it's the same shit with bands. Like, once they get big and popular, they're all about the bands in between. It's like, cunt, I didn't pay $70 a ticket. Just play Cowboys from Hell and get the fuck off the stage.
Well, I was going to say, it's a lot like recipes as well. You find a recipe online, and then I don't want to hear the life story of how your mum made this for you, and then, like, just get to the ingredients. I just want to know what I need to cook and when I need to put it in.
Yeah, just a list. The time yeah. and what it maybe should look like. And then I go, yeah, okay, that's it.
All right. So my number five and the people I would... Now, I should say I've never dunked in my life. The closest I got was once I touched the net of the thing and with my other hand kind of pulled myself up. But we, playing basketball, had to use this thing called backboard slaps where you lay the ball up and also hit the backboard. And if you could do that in Burnie, you are the coolest person ever. Like, yeah.
Anyway. I've only dunked once, but it was on a kid's side ring. I worked at a daycare center driving the buses when I had a broken hand. Yeah. And they had a junior ring there and I remember dunking on that. And I was like, imagine, like the kids were mesmerized and I was like, this is what it would be like, but imagine on the big court, which I could never do, too small.
All right, so this my number five. Now, I don't reckon I've hated a person who I've never met more in my life than this number five, which is our Prime Minister, Scott Morrison.
Yeah.
Cannot stand this guy. And look, I've not really been political my whole life. I've always, like, obviously skewed left, but, like, I've always been, like, you know, some people are very, like, anti-liberals. I don't know how you can even talk to someone who's liberal. I'm like, well, my parents vote liberal. Like, I grew up in a liberal household and I've never voted liberal. I've always been anti-liberals. But it's that thing of like, I'm not going to hate you just because of your political preferences. But
yeah, it's
this
like,
person,
I get it. You own seven houses. You want to look after them. Fair enough. You're a farm. Whatever. I get it.
But you're a selfish person. Okay.
But I get, man, I'm with you on the sky. You know who we should get back? That dude from your hometown of Tasmania, that fucking head-butted Tony Abbott. That cunt needs to come back out.
The DJ.
Yes, yes. Get him back out. It's his time to shine again.
So I would just love, because Scott Morrison, I feel he is so fake. Everything is about him is fake. And you know he doesn't care about people. You absolutely know that. Like, a lot of people get into politics because they think, oh, yeah, I do care about the people I care about. But you know that he's going to throw anyone under the bus. I described it on Instagram the other week as the guy... When you're at uni or in high school and you have to do a group assignment, the one who does no work but in the presentation talks the loudest and so the teacher thinks they did all the work, that's Scott Morrison.
I mean, now I've just realised I got some ScoMo vibes because I'm like, yeah, man, DNA. Like I used to do that shit all the time to act like I got it. But yeah, he's the worst cunt. It's people forget like, oh, the vaccine. You're like, no. Remember the bushfires, the forced handshakes, the holiday. He's out. He's out just on that. The vaccine thing's a fucking whole other level of being a fucking anyway,
and
a dickhead.
Also, dunking on him as well, I know it would really annoy him as well. He's that kind of guy who would love to get her in the boys and then if anything doesn't go his way, he'd like absolutely like chuck a tanty. It'd be great.
He's got a bit of height on him as well. Yeah. I reckon he's 6'2". What do you reckon?
I don't know. That's the thing. Because John Howard apparently is almost 6 foot. And I always thought that was weird.
No, he's not. Is he? I thought he was 4'2".
Apparently, Tom Gleason was saying he's a lot taller than you think when you meet him. Like, and he gives off the shortest energy I've ever seen in a man.
Yeah, do you remember him throwing that cricket ball in East Timor?
One of the best.
Oh, my God. He looked 3 foot then. Fucking hell.
We were so funny. So I played cricket growing up as a kid. Used to hate it. Used to hate, like, batting. Didn't want to play with a proper cricket ball.
Mm.
And be in the field and just hate when the ball came anywhere near me. But my friend Justin, who people would know as the bedroom philosopher, he also played and he also hated it. But once he was going to bowl and bowled it all the way around, didn't let it go and let it go when it was down by his knee and it went behind him and the umpire had to run out of the way to get out of the way. And the umpire pretty much told him off, said, oh, what are you doing? Like, don't try. And Justin wasn't trying to get the wickets. He just forgot to let go of the ball. And it was around the same time that, like, I think Shane Warne was working on a mystery ball. And so we kept on going, oh, that's Justin's mystery ball. And I reckon that was the last game of cricket he ever played. And it was one of the best moments of my high school.
It just went every time you like a sporting try. Like I remember the first time because I've got Burmese heritage. I've got small hands. I've got small feet, and you know everything else matches. So do the maths. But I was good at throwing a gridiron ball, but you know those like big W size ones.
Yeah,
big W. You know, like the tiny ones. I used to be able to sting it. I was like, man, get me into the fucking leagues. I'm ready to go. I remember being at high school. Someone threw me a full size NFL ball, and I just remember, and like my arm buckled, and I limp wristed it, and it just went flopped on the floor, and I don't think anyone respected me since then.
I've talked about this a lot, but saying I used to make friends if they could throw a tennis ball. That would be like if a guy can throw or a girl can throw a tennis ball, yeah, I'm cool. We'll be friends. We've got something in common. We can both throw a ball. That and their shoes they wore. And it's very vain, but bear in mind, I was like 9 years old, so it's not like I was like, you know, an adult making these decisions. It was just, this is what I know.
Ours was like what brand of BMX bike you had, because I had a red line, so I had a good bike. So if you had, like, you had to come at with me like a mongoose or some shit, like if you had some Kmart special, we can't be friends.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.